show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, hello. It is Tuesday. Tuesday of a short week.
Yeah, we're going to be very confused about days this week.
Yeah. You did say the other day, and I think you're right. I think it's a travesty to have any day off in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that for all, there's many reasons why Australia Day should be merged.
Yeah, there is.
But that is one of them as well, too.
Well,
just make
like
it the first Monday, mate.
There should be a law passed in Australia that any public holiday must be on a Friday or Monday.
Boom.
Like, it doesn't matter which one.
Doesn't matter
they
what we're commemorating.
They all have to be.
But it's like the Queen's birthday, the though. Weekend. We don't even commemorate it on her birthday. It's months later.
And Queensland does it different to the rest of Australia, too. Like, why is it even called the Queen's birthday?
I don't know. Why don't we even work 5 days a week? Let's just work 4 days a week permanently. If we're going to make all these ridiculous rules.
Let's do it.
Let's make the best
ones.
It's
like when you're going for school captain. You're like, I will make all these changes.
Fridays will be burrito day. Paid for by the school.
The vending machine will be
food
free.
For that guy. hanging about, we spoke a bit of Australia Day with a First Nations person, Derek Kickett, who's an amazing man. He was eliminated from I'm a Celebrity. He's on the show. Adam Spencer talks maths for kids with school delayed. Stackmore as well too. Oh, Gabby replacing one bad habit with another. It's all coming up, guys.
It's hurting me.
It's hurting. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Hang about. More on that soon.
I'm going strong with my New Year's resolution to get rid of all games off my phone because I was very much addicted to Candy Crush. I had four versions and I would play them back to back and it would just take up so much of my time that could have been spent better. So I decided to get rid of them and I got rid of them. But when I was watching TV, I'm like, oh, I need something to do with my hands. So I started doing a puzzle and now I'm just as obsessed with the puzzle as I was with Candy Crush to the point where I now have back pain from puzzling.
I'd love a psychologist to break down what's going on with you.
Why
you cannot be content to sit there.
I don't have the attention span just to watch TV.
You have to be doing something with your hands.
I have to.
You know what you should have bought? One of those little popper things.
Like a little fidget.
Yeah,
yes.
Like a fidget spinner or something.
I need that.
Well, you're not going to hurt your back with it.
That's it, because I have replaced one bad habit with another. I might replace puzzling with fidgeting. But
got to be something. Got to have a habit.
When have you replaced a bad habit with another bad habit?
Gina, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Did you replace one bad habit with another?
Oh, I definitely did.
What was your original bad habit?
Going out and partying and spending some money at the casino.
Okay.
That's definitely a bad habit.
What have you replaced it with?
I now do arts and crafts.
That's very expensive too, isn't it?
But I don't know if it's quite casino expensive. I think you've better yourself. And I think you're being hard on yourself,
Gabby. I bought a welder.
You bought a welder. Okay, you have gone really left
field. When you said arts and crafts, I thought like crepe paper and glitter. But like not serious.
Welding.
Steelworks. Gina, thank you. Darren on 131060. Darren, did you replace a bad habit with another one?
Yes, I did.
After
I come out of the military, I was a very heavy, bad smoker. I used to smoke like three packets of Benson and Hedges a day.
That's a lot.
So I always had a cigarette in my fingers or in my cigarette lighter or something in my hand. And I replaced it with exactly the same thing as what you did, Gabby, Candy Crush.
No!
Oh, no! This is a cycle!
You'll be onto puzzles next.
Yeah, you'll be onto puzzles next, Darren. It's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Kids were meant to be back at school this week, but, of course, it was delayed by 2 weeks here in Queensland. So we're kind of doing a bit of a dose of education here, there, and everywhere to dip the toe into the school life before the kids go back. And there's no better guest to have on for a little bit of education than Adam Spencer. How are you?
Look, I'm great, guys. Great to speak to you. It's all fun and games, isn't it, until that year four student kid of yours comes home and asks a curly maths question and suddenly you're in a world of confusion and pain.
So many parents are nodding along and relating right now. Before we get into that, we have to say congratulations. I can't believe this. Is it true you got married about 48 hours ago and you're just quickly doing the media with us before you go on your honeymoon?
I got married to the love of my life on the weekend to Leah.
Beautiful.
We are literally, she's literally packing a bag for a honeymoon as we speak. But she was with me last year when I wrote this book, Maths 101. She actually did all the proofreading for her and everything. So as I said to my beautiful wife now, give me 5 seconds, darling. This is hit on the line. I've just got to go and do a quick interview about my book. She just looked up with this look of, oh, what have I signed up for?
Too late now.
She knew well before she said I do. Should we, like, seriously, though, should we freak out as parents when our kids come to us with those curly mass questions? And there's going to be a few with a bit of home education and stuff going on at the moment. Like, has maths got to be scary?
This is where the idea for this book came from. I got an SMS from a mate of mine a couple of years ago, Ollie, who's quite a smart bloke, and it said, Spence, Teddy, who's 7, has just asked me, Dad, why isn't 1 a prime number? And the text message continued, I swear this is true, I've locked myself in the bathroom. I can't stall him much longer.
Help!
And this is the thing, because with the primary school maths, you're either going back 30 years and it's behind the cobwebs, or you never really understood it at the time. You just sort of memorised the way to do it. Here's an idea. Why don't I give you guys a quick little on-the-spot primary school maths test to see how you go.
I'm keen for this because we're doing a thing called Cliffo and Gabby's School Delay Giveaway where we're quizzing kids. But let's turn the tables. You can quiz us.
Okay. Now, I know you guys are a little bit more at home in the world of music, so I've got 3 beautiful bits of classic pop music.
Okay.
I'll play the music and then I'll ask a maths question off the back. Buzz in with your name if you've got the answer. Take it away. Music number 1. Oh, what a night.
Love it. Late December back in 63. Oh, such a good song. Beautiful.
Frankie Valli, December 63, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've got the times tables in front of me, all the way from 1 times 1 up to 10 times 10.
Uh-huh.
I see the number 63. 63 is what times what on the times tables?
63 would be...
Buzz in with your name.
Gabby.
Yes, Gabby.
7 times 9.
Bang! 1-0 to the Gabster. Well played.
I'm shook that you got that right.
I am too.
Because I was pretending like I was working it out. I'm going, one, no idea. Just carry the 2.
Cute little fact. Add up 6 plus 3, you get 9.
Oh.
If you take the digits of a number, add them up, and they give you a multiple of 9, that number is divisible. It doesn't work for 7 or 8, but that's the divisibility test for 9. There you go.
There you go.
Let's have musical sting number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the song's called 500 Miles. I'm fretting already.
Me too.
How romantic, isn't it? He walked 500 miles, 500 back gives you 1,000 miles. One of the weird things on the primary school syllabus that freaks parents out, Roman numerals.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, apart from looking at the occasional clock face or working out what year a film was made from the credits, who needs Roman numerals? Here we go. Give me the Roman numeral for either 500 or 1,000. Take it away.
I've been caught.
He's Googling, Adam. He's Googling.
I stopped the minute you realised what I was doing.
500 would be VC.
Oh, that's not bad because V is 5 and C is 100. That's not correct, unfortunately. Anything on the internet for you there, Cliffo?
Cliffo. D.
D is 500?
Yeah.
Correct. D is also disqualified
for
cheating. You're back
D is disqualified. All right.
I almost got it.
This is fun.
Final question. You need this one to even level the scores after that cheating, Cliffo. Take it away, music.
Wow. Okay. These are great.
And we all know what Huey Lewis was singing about when he sang Hip to Be Square. Geometry, ladies and gentlemen. A square has 4 sides, yes? Yep.
Cliffo. Correct.
That was not the question.
Yes.
That was not the question. Yeah,
Cliffo.
Keep going.
Cliffo, dearie me. You were that kid in class, weren't you, Cliffo?
I was that kid.
Give him a penalty. He's not allowed to buzz in now.
You get first go at this for the win. 4 sides, Gabby, okay? 4 sides, 4 angles. What is each angle in a square?
90 degrees.
Ding, we have a champion. Well played, Gabby.
I gotta say it at this point, and this is not me just making excuses for myself, but Gabby was a mathlete in school.
Yep. And the important lesson the kids have learned at home there is there's nothing wrong with using the internet. The problem is getting caught. That's the lesson today, kids.
Well, this guy, generous enough to join us between his marriage and his honeymoon, which is about to begin. So the least you can do is go and buy his book. Adam Spencer's Maths 101 in shops now. We love him so much on the show. Adam Spencer, enjoy that honeymoon and thanks for your time, mate.
I'm off to Hobart to do some long division.
enjoy it. Hey, the great grocery shortage continues. It's not just Woolworths, Coles, the independents. Everyone's struggling.
They are.
Stocking because of worker shortages across the country. Toilet paper was the first to go.
Oh, my God. Weird. Mate, yes. It was the first to go.
We are desperate people with no toilet paper in sink of it.
We're feeling it.
It shouldn't surprise us. It's always been the thing since the very start of the pandemic. Like, oop, COVID's a thing. Better buy toilet paper.
Which is such a weird thing to rush out and panic buy.
I will say, though, the great grocery shortage, particularly around the toilet paper area, like it does expose how filthy the shelving is. Often.
When there's nothing on them,
yeah. You're like, oh my God, they need to clean. You know? Definitely seeing a lot of that. But yeah, the toilet paper was a big one that went quickly. The other day, so this is some of the stuff that we couldn't get on the weekend shopping, Gabby. Raw chicken. There was not a piece of raw chicken in the entire big grocery shop we were in either the butcher section or the, the cabinet section or in the deli. In fact, they've just actually, in my local shop, they actually just emptied it off completely, cleaned it all out, and put a bit of parsley and stuff on there.
Filled it with something else.
Kind of make it look
really.
Hey,
yeah, we ended up going to the shops with no list of meat and just figuring out what to have for dinners once
not
we got there.
Smart. The other stuff we couldn't get that surprised me, alfoil. There was not a roll of alfoil in the shops. And the big one for us, because we're getting rather desperate, kitty litter. And I had to, the bin man comes this morning to our place. So on Mondays, I have to empty out the kitty litter and replace it. And I was just like, my wife and I, like, what are we going to do? Like, are we going to, go to the landscaping place and get some rocks or, can we cut up toilet paper? Like, can we cut up newspaper? I'm not going to cut up toilet paper.
No, you need that.
Can we cut up? We don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But there was actually a rather funny moment. We're in the middle of the aisle looking for the kitty litter where my 7-year-old daughter looks up at me. She goes, how desperate are people for toilet paper when they resort to kitty litter? And we had to say to her, no, that's for the cats. Humans aren't squatting over the kitty litter. Jump in my car. I've opened up about a piece of passive aggression on my behalf. Always jumping in the family car, because we've got the family car and the runarounds, and it's always on empty.
Every time you get in.
And it sort of hit its climax the other day when I jumped in, and there was only 7 Ks left of petrol, because it counts down. So in a very, very passive-aggressive move, I drove it to my wife's work and I swapped cars and I didn't tell her.
To avoid
I just left to avoid filling it up. And the funny thing was I drove past, I would say, 3 to 4 petrol stations on the way.
But you had to prove a point.
But I had to prove a point. But it turns out, and lots of calls coming through on 13, 10, 60, I'm not the only one who is in this position. The one who has to fill up the car.
Who gets the car on empty.
It's on empty. It's dry as a bone every time. I swear these wives think that we're the Flintstones and we just pop our feet through and to make the cars work. Josh is here on 13, 10, 60. Josh, how are you?
Not bad, yourself.
I'm not good. I'm awful. I've been on a hardcore rant and rave this morning, but I'm not the only one that hops in an empty car, mate.
No, you're not.
So is it your partner that does it to you?
Yep, so I've got a company car that I use Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And then I suggest us to go somewhere on a weekend. She's like, oh, my car's got no fuel.
Every day.
Every time. I feel like I'm filling it up for them to joyride in.
Josh.
That's nice of you.
Do we just need to accept that it's our job to fill up the cars? Like, do we just need to take this in? Like, enveloping him with,
mowing the lawn.
Like, I'm the only one who mows the lawn.
Cleaning the pool.
Should I just think of it as that is my job? Because it'd bring a lot more peace into my life if I just accepted it.
I think we should accept it.
Oh, yeah, let's accept it.
Oh, yeah, easier said than done, mate. Look at you.
Oh, yeah, well, Justin.
Oh, we'll just accept it.
We've got another one. He says through gritted teeth. So Justin's here. Justin, Josh and I, just before this call, had a breakthrough that maybe we need to just accept that it's our job to fill up the cars with fuel. Your thoughts on that?
No,
okay, all right.
If they drive the car, they should fill it up.
So who was it for you, Justin, that's been leaving the car empty?
My ex-wife.
Is that why she's your ex-wife?
That was real bad, wasn't it?
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
This hack is for the parents out there today, Cliffo. So Hacky Gabby is all about making life easier, cutting corners, Normally they're lazy girl hacks, but this is a parenting hack today. And obviously I've not been able to test it out because I don't have kids. So you'll have to test it out, mate, and report
and
back.
If there's one thing that parents love, it's their friends without kids telling you how to do. It's
no.
Awesome.
This is not me. This is obviously one I've stolen online. And it's a scientific study. But I'd like you to test it and report back at a later date. Because this is about helping parents get their kids to eat vegetables. It's
the bane
of your existence, trying to get kids to eat veg.
This is how desperate it's gotten at our place. Mm. We had savoury mince for dinner last night. I will now cut up or even grate vegetables.
Yeah.
So
yesterday
it was carrot.
I
grated carrot super fine to hide it in the mince.
Well.
To try and get some form of
vegetable into their body.
Vitamin or mineral into their bodies.
Well, this means you might not have to do that. Good luck. But what they've said is if the parent or adult in the situation looks happy and is smiling while eating said vegetable, the kid will just naturally eat more of it. So the way they did this study was with raw broccoli, because that is the most hated vegetable according to kids. Raw broccoli is even more bitter than cooked broccoli.
And I hate broccoli.
And they had, me too.
I don't like broccoli.
They had a bunch of kids between the age of 4 and 6, and they put this raw broccoli in front of them. And if they could see an adult eating it with a neutral or sad face, they barely ate any. But if there was an adult eating it with a happy face, like, this is delicious, then the kid ate more. So this relies a lot on your acting skills.
So I was going to say, parents don't have enough going on at dinner time. We have to put on,
An
Oscar-worthy performance of enjoying Brussels sprouts to get our bloody kids to eat them. Thanks, Gabby. Great hack. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back after Australia Day. So it's next playing 8 a.m. on Thursday morning, Gabby.
I like this answer that I'm giving to get you a step up for Alpha Bucks, because it's reminding me of Valentine's Day, which I've already started thinking about. Because the answer you need is
love. Love.
How nice is that?
Love is the free answer for Alpha Bucks. Back after Australia Day. We'll play on Thursday morning on Hit.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
The latest celebrity to be catapulted out of the jungle last night was Derek Kickett, former Australian rules football player. And he joins us right now. How you going, Derek?
Hey, Gabby. How you going, Cliffo?
Really good.
Thanks for having me on your show. A bit emotional, but it's all dusted.
It's a pretty full-on kind of experience, mate. How's the body holding up after the shock that is going into the Aussie jungle?
Yeah, well, no, the body's feeling good. I lost 6 kilos out there. That was my aim, so I enjoyed it.
Is that why you went on it?
Oh no! I went on to get away from Melbourne, so I didn't have to wear a mask. But also to lose a bit of weight.
Move over, Jenny Craig. It's the I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Diet, Derek.
That's it. You can always turn a negative into a positive. So yeah. So that's the way I looked at it.
Good on you, mate.
During your time on I'm a Celebrity, it was so fantastic for you to have that platform. You actually had some really amazing conversations, one of which with Dylan Lewis about First Nation language. This is a little snippet of it here.
Our language we speak is different to Kalgoorlie, which is the Wongais. Yeah.
Right. Is it heaps different? Like, could you understand each other if you were talking?
No.
Not at all?
No.
And so do you use just like English letters to make the sound of the word that you've been using without letters for years? Is that how you communicated to each other? Yeah. How come I don't know all this yet?
It's never been taught.
Wow. It's never been taught. That is a very poignant statement. How amazing was it for you to be able to talk to the entire country like that?
Yeah, no, I'd love to have those cultural conversations, you know, with people that I've don't know and never knew from Bass Hope, but it was great to have those conversations. And I think, you know, it's great that he wanted to learn about my culture and language. You know, but all languages are different. The Aboriginal or First Nations people language are all different. So, but it was great that he wanted to learn that, and it's given those opportunities to learn our language. Yeah,
it's great that it made the edit too, and that it made it to air. Because
I think
that was great TV.
All have a lot to learn, and we should be trying to learn more. How do you feel this morning as well, Derek? Last night it was announced that the flag has been freed, so the Aboriginal flag can now be used without any person owning it. The government owns it, so there's no licensing around it now. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels really good, especially on the eve of Australia Day, or to what we call Survival Day, Invasion Day. It's great to get that message come through, or the media come through about the Free the Flag, which is great news for all the First Nations people around Australia.
It was so good to see you on there, and so great to hear the conversations that you were having. It's fantastic.
Good on you, Derek Kickett. He has been ejected from the Aussie jungle. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Sundays to Thursdays at 7:30 on 10. Thank you so much, Derek. Good on you, mate.
No worries. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
I was talking on the show the other day about how me and the family recently went to Dreamworld, mm-hmm. Gabby.
You went to Wiggle World.
And a big part of it was going to Wiggle World because my son, Charlie, who's 2, is obsessed with the Wiggles, lined up for an hour to get onto the big red boat ride. And all he did was scream. So much so the operator had to stop the ride.
Charlie! Oh, no. He's not enjoying himself.
Not having a good time.
No, he was not having a bar of that. So that was the big red boat, and that was an absolute fail. Lucky for us, just as the ride was wrapping up, we could see these doors opening to what appeared to be like a little stage. So it looks like some sort of show's going to happen. And there was a woman standing at the front who was wearing a top hat.
Oh.
And she said, oh, come on in. The Wiggly Friends show is about to begin. And
lovely.
We thought, hey, that's a much better idea. We'll sit down and enjoy some Wiggles music. And kids can have a dance around. Lovely. And there's no risk of my son screaming. So we did that. And the show starts with, like I said, it wasn't the actual Wiggles. It was the Wiggles Friends show. So mm-hmm. It was just Dorothy the dinosaur and Henry the octopus and Wags the dog, like all the Wiggly characters.
Sure.
But there was a human woman who was sort of like leading it. Well, you know how they do that?
They don't talk. Like,
no, the characters don't talk.
No.
So she had to come out and be like, hi, I'm Miss Louise. And she was just wearing like not Wiggles gear, just like this glittery kind of dress and stuff like that. And I'm Miss Louise, and we're going to have fun with the Wiggles, you know, friends today, and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Anyway, show goes on. Kids love it. All well and good. Show finishes. Look at my watch, and I go, hey, we got to get over to Tiger Island. Now, this is the Tigers
yes.
at Dreamworld. For the Tiger show. Show starts. Out comes this woman. Same red lipstick. So when she was Miss Louise for the Wiggle show or whatever, had the red lipstick on or whatever, had the glittery gear on. But she comes out, same red lipstick, but wearing khaki clothes. And she goes, I kid you not, she goes, hi, I'm Ranger Louise.
No, you're not. You're Miss Louise.
No, you're not. We're just watching you do the wiggly dance. Now you're tackling tigers. What's going on? The Hit Break the Show.